Blog Talk Radio.
Well, thank God for this evening. We thank God for everything He has done for us. And once again, we're just live on KASK radio station. And we thank God for what He's done for us. Now He's kept us where we are right now. And so we move forward thanking Him for everything He's done for us. The most important thing is He's kept us. He's shown us what He wants to do in our bodies. And the more we trust Him and believe in Him, the more He comes to us and shows His word. Tonight I'm supposed to have a young man on the line with me. As soon as he called in, I'm going to introduce you to him. But he's a man that's been through some issues and some things, but he's a soldier. And I would just like for him to come on the line tonight and put some words that God has put in his mind. And I believe tonight will be a night that we will be blessed. One of the things as I was studying and looking what God was saying, He said to the people, "I am God. And besides me, there is none other." So when we take notice what God is doing, He said, no matter what you say or think, I am God. And besides me, there is no other God. And the more we as coming as believers and to believe what He's saying, the more He takes authority over us. So we just want to thank God. Amen. 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 Most of all, He loves us very much. The more we can come to understanding of who He is, He will bless us tremendously. I say this to you tonight. There are many things being said about different religions. Some have been saying, "I'm a Baptist, I'm a Protestant, I'm a Catholic, I'm this, I'm that." But my question is, does God have religion for us? Religion is a man-made thing that He wants to get in there and dialogue. It's like when we go off to school and get our different degrees, we get our degrees and we begin to say, "Well, I understand the word of God." And understand the word of God, give me the right to penetrate your thoughts and put what I believe. And maybe I can get in there at the same time you do and do what God said do. But at the same time, I will say this to you. The more we trust God, the more we can believe God, and the more believability we get with God, the more God has used for us. Now, the question I raise to many people, do you really want to trust God? To trust God means you're going to take on a whole new atmosphere. Now, when I say a whole new atmosphere, you're going to see things differently from the way that you see them. You're going to take God at His word through Jesus Christ. And the more you take Jesus Christ, and the more you can see what God is doing in your life, the more you understand why God has on this earth realm. And more than anything else in the world, I will say to you is this. I will say this to you. The more we just trust God, the more we just thank Him, the more we love Him, the more we have peace with Him. And the peace of God surpasses all understanding. And no matter what we say or do, He's still God. And I will say this to everybody listening. Perhaps somebody will just say these words, "Father, I love you and I thank you for everything you've done for me, where you brought me to right now. And because of what you've done for me, I have not been able to do it, Father. But it's because you are who you say you are. And I take you at your word. Your word is so sure. Your word is so perfect. Your word is so full of joy. It's your word, Father. It's your word. It's your word. It's your word that I come to understand. Most of all, anything else in the world, I thank God for I thank God for Jesus Christ. I thank God for your son. I thank for him. Because of him, I am who and the more I trust him, and the more he believes me, I can believe him, and he can believe me. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Mm-hmm. Let me see. I got to get this thing correct. Maybe something is wrong on the broadcast, but just hold on to those who are listening. Uh-huh. My God. Let me see. Since starting this book, let me see. Maybe I'm wrong. I have to come back again. Jesus, I love you so much, Father. I love you so much. What you've done for me today, you're doing it again. God, thank you. Yes, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. And so, the more I take notice what God is doing right now, see, there's so much interference in this world of darkness. It's going to take the believers to step up and step out and do what God is calling them to do. It's up to the believers to do it. Man has a way of wanting to do it. And I asked the gentleman, Charles, to be patient with me. Some things is going forward right now, but I believe we're going to be together on the radio tonight. One other thing that I take notice of. We live in this America. Right now, we've got all kind of confusion. So much is going on. Nobody knows which way to turn, left or right. Nobody wants to talk to Jesus. Nobody can understand what he's doing. But I will say this to you. One of the things I will say to you, if you trust in what he said, it's going to be a decision that you're going to have to make. Not somebody for you. You have to make your own decision. And in making your own decision, you're going to have to determine what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. That's where the Word of God comes in. Now, when we say the Word of God, it's God speaking directly to the spirit of a man through his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, to come to know Jesus Christ, you must accept him. You must believe that he came as a promise of God. You've got to believe that God said he's going to do what he said he's going to do. You've got to believe it. And when you do that, all things work together. And I'm here to tell you, what I found out, what God is doing, oh my God, he's doing so much in my life until it called me to just say, Lord, the more you do for me, the more I thank you. The more I see you doing what you promised to do, the more I thank you. I just thank you so much what you're doing for me. I love you so much. I praise you so much. I bow down my head before you. I adore you. I magnify your name. I know that all things are working together for those of us who love you. For when we love you, you show us the way. Well, we can do some things and we can do it better. And in doing it better, you show us how to work through all kind of problems by trusting and believing in your word. And the more we trust and believe in your word, the more we take God in fullness. And to take him in fullness is believe his word. For example, there was a story about a man named Job. And Job was in the Old Testament. And that was something God said, when Lucifer had fallen from heaven, God began to test, see, come down. And he says, he just said, I got a man named Job. God said, I'm going to see what's going on. He said, Tim, he said, have you considered my servant Job? And the devil turned and said, Lucifer, Satan turned and said, I can't get to him. Every time I try to get to him, you got a shield around him. But he said, I tell you what, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you every opportunity that you have to get to him. But I'm going to tell you right now, he's going to trust me, and he's not going to trust you. So God allowed him to attack him. In his attacking, he went in an attack mode. He did everything he did. But prior to that, he said these words when God asked him. He said, oh, skin for skin. In other words, the devil knew. He said, if you're going to give him to me, you got to let me get to him. And God said, okay, I will. But at the same time, please remember what I'm saying to you with love. God has a way of putting us where we need to go. And if we take him for his word, he takes us where he want to go. And I want to say this to you. Mr. Sherrod, I'm putting you on the phone with right now. I'm looking you in on my line. Just stay on the line. Answer your phone. I'm calling you on my phone to hook you in. All right. Go ahead and just start talking.
Yes.
Keep talking. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, let me ask you a question then. Okay. Yeah. Well, the one thing